won't go there. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The president has said many times he takes this very seriously. You've heard directly from him.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre referring questions to White House lawyers after a fourth batch of classified material was found. The latest batch at the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware, includes documents from his time as a U.S. senator.
Look, I think as it relates to the American people and the president standing with the American people, it is going to be up to them to decide how they see this president.
The White House counsel's office has said Friday's 13-hour FBI search happened after the president said to offer access to the Justice Department, which is reportedly considering a search of his beach house in Delaware as well. Meantime, Jean-Pierre today not confirming reports that Ron Klain is set to step down as White House chief of staff. She calls him an incredible leader. A mass shooting over the weekend in California is now blamed for 11 deaths. Hospital officials confirming that one of the wounded has died. The gunman killed himself in a van hours later as police were approaching.
Authorities say the suspect, 72-year-old Hukan Tran, lived in Hemet, about an hour and a half southeast of Monterey Park, where the shooting took place.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Monterey Park. Now the search for a motive continues. Police not confirming reports it may have stemmed from a domestic dispute related to the gunman's ex-wife. A second win for the Justice Department in a trial of far-right extremists over the Capitol riot. Four members of the Oath Keepers found guilty of seditious conspiracy after the group's leader was convicted by another jury recently. Members of another group, the Proud Boys, are also standing trial, accused of plotting to use force to keep President Trump in power. In each case, the defense has argued there was no plan to attack the Capitol. Wall Street rallies, the Dow up 253 at the bell. That's off session highs. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A shootout in Kansas leaves a suspect dead and three sheriff's deputies wounded.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the confrontation began with a traffic stop that sparked a chase. That pursuit came to an end in Dodge City, where a gun battle erupted. The suspect was shot and killed. A woman who was also in the car is said to have been critically wounded. Neither of their names were given. The three deputies, two from Ford County, the other from Clark County, were wounded. Their conditions range from serious to good. It is unclear what the suspect was originally wanted for. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The family of a black man who died after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop in Memphis says video of the encounter will eventually be released and that it reminds them of the infamous beating of Rodney King in L.A. The family was able to view the video along with their attorneys, who described Nichols as a human pinata for the officers. Five officers involved have been fired over excessive force or failure to intervene. A man in Michigan is headed to federal prison for more than 3 years in a gun trafficking case.
Jareel Martin of Grand Rapids sentenced to 37 months in prison after pleading guilty to making false statements on firearms forms in a straw purchase and gun trafficking case in which federal prosecutors say Martin bought 45 guns and then sold some to felons. That the guns sometimes turned up in crimes in multiple Michigan counties, including fatal shootings. We're told 14 of the guns have been recovered, though the whereabouts of about 30 others that Martin straw purchased and trafficked remains unknown. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Recapping the rally on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up more than 200 points, but it had been up more than 300 during the session. The S&P gaining more than 1%, the NASDAQ about 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.